Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. As with every Friday, we're here today to discuss and break down this week's worth of GH. I've got my lovely and talented co-host, Emily, with me. So let's kick this thing off, shall we? Hey, Em.
Sure, let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, what's up?
What are you doing?
Nothing, just on my YouTube dealing with people.
Oh, Lord. Did you have a good week?
No, I had the most boring week of my life, to be honest.
Okay.
Well, I had a pretty great dream, not last night, the night before, that I met Cam Newton, so that was okay.
Yeah, that's kind
of
cool.
That was my highlight of my week, and it wasn't even great.
That's kind
of
cool, meeting Cam Newton. That was kind of cool. You know,
highlight of my week,
you know,
and it didn't really even happen.
I'll tell you this, and we'll get into the recap for the week. I have actually met a couple of sports stars.
Yeah, well, you meet everybody.
No comment, but anyway.
No, I'm just kidding.
So, what did you think of this week's GH?
It was good. It was intense. Tyler Christopher broke my heart. People on Twitter were slamming him, saying that he was acting ridiculous. Like, no, I disagree completely.
Right. You know.
But anyway, prime performer, because we really have to ask.
Yes, do we really have to ask you who the prime performer of the week is?
Tyler Christopher.
I'm 90% sure I know.
Tyler Christopher. Absolutely. All
and
day, every day, Tyler Christopher.
And believe it or not, I had the same prime performer because but let's be honest, his scene the past two or three days with a Nicholas Bechtel, who plays Spencer, they just broke my heart, you know.
That scene where he called Alexis and he told her that he needed her, I started crying. I was like, stop it, don't do this to me.
That scene where he hugged Liz and started crying with her.
Even though I hate
that
her.
Broke me too. That
right,
broke me
even
too.
Though I hate
like,
her guts, I liked that.
I was like, no, no.
I just want him to have a shower and a clean shirt now, like.
Right.
At this point, that's all I want for Nicholas Cassidy right now.
I agree, 100%.
Shower and that purple sweater, please.
But anyway,
honorable mentions to Jason Halton.
Oh yes,
also
absolutely.
Also honorable mentions to I don't know what I was going to say. The thought just left.
Thought just left your mind.
Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
What was some of your favorite moments of the week?
Tyler Christopher. Of course, just the whole week.
That's obvious.
Tyler Christopher, no.
Tyler Christopher.
No, my favorite moment, okay. Well, one of them was, I liked all the Maxine and Smelly scenes. I don't have, like, a specific moment, but I also liked the new Kiki's debut, and I also liked the moment where Nicholas called Alexis and told her that he needed her, and I liked today Frank or Nina telling Franco that she was faking, and he said he was faking, too.
That was cool.
Oh, and what's
they
that
are
one? Start, was it yesterday with Ava, where she just appeared?
Yeah.
Like that. Okay, you?
Speaking of Franco, they are writing some great stuff for Roger Howard.
He's so funny. He
just
they're
writing some great
laugh.
Stuff for that man. He, did you see him today when Olivia was talking? He was, licking
yes.
his arm and doing all that stuff. Did you say that?
Yes.
Oh, my
so
God.
Honestly,
I was rolling.
Roger could just sit there and just look at people and he'd be funny. Like, he could just sit there and look at you and you would laugh.
I was absolutely rolling. It was so funny.
I know. He was hilarious when he asked her about Papa John and Chef Boyardee.
and Mama Celeste from the freezer aisle.
Yes. Oh, my honorable mention to Maurice Bernard's beard, because I like that look. I don't know about the rest of you people out there. I'm very appreciative of that.
You know,
Maurice
and,
Bernard. I know you're not into men, so you can't comment, but...
True, but anyway.
But by the way, guys, just for the record, not that Cody's gay, but if he were, that would be a perfect way for him to come out of the closet. It would be me saying, I know you're not into men. He'd be like, well... But, you know...
No comment.
If you ever need to come out, then you have it in.
And the show's taking
an
interesting turn.
Cody's into women. I've heard him talk about Carrie Underwood. We're not concerned. Oh, and Emmy Riley.
And a few other women,
too. Let's not forget
Emmy Riley. Have they remained nameless at this point?
Oh, I just named them, so I guess not.
Okay, apparently not. Apparently not, then.
Wait, I'm going to read this. I just found online. It's a new post on here. Laura Wright, and I don't know where she said this, but it's like a paragraph. I'll just read it. She said, there's a couple moments in the courtroom where Claudia's murder comes up and Carly gets on her feet and starts yelling. We're not even talking about this. Sonny's really angry a couple of times, but Carly's very, very defensive of Michael. He's her son. He's a good kid, and he can't forget that part. She goes and reads Michael the Riot Act and tells him this is not okay. What you're doing is wrong, and what you're not going to get away with this. Ooh, I lost my place because it's all in the same color. But then she'll turn around and tell Sonny the same thing. It's really split down the middle. It's a big mess for her family. Furthermore, Carly can't stand Rick, so that's in the mix. It's all over the place. It's crazy. While Sonny is confident that he will win custody of Avery, Carly's not so sure. If anyone thinks that Michael could get custody, it's Carly, because she tried to do the same thing. She tried to protect her kids from Sonny. It all comes up in court. They're not hushing or hiding it. If anyone is delusional, it's Sonny, because I don't think he sees the true danger of his world. The only true, honest thing that Sonny has in his life is his love for his kids, and he doesn't see that he could lose her. Carly sees that it could fall either way. And in the end, Michael does exactly what Sonny would do, and Carly says it clearly says to him, we taught him well. So, do that what you will.
Interesting.
Laura Wright just spoiled the whole week for us.
Pretty much, but anyway.
Laura.
By
the way, speaking of Laura, not the same one, but tomorrow Nicholas does this thing where he like makes a phone call telling somebody about Spencer, and I'm like really praying that it's Laura. Because hey, even if she's not on the other end for real, it's nice that she gets mentioned in this.
Exactly. You know. I got to be honest. I'm liking the new Kiki.
Yeah, I like her better than Kristen Alderson. I like Kristen Alderson, but not as Kiki Jerome.
Yeah. I think, and this is just me speaking here, but this is just my opinion. I think, they obviously couldn't do it because of legal issues, but I would have liked to have, I liked them to have kept a Kristen Alderson as star and brought on this other girl as Kiki from the start.
Yeah. Or they just didn't have to recast her. They could have just let her go and not have Kiki.
Exactly.
But they were determined to have the one left to list three on there. So.
I have to tell you this. I loved when Morgan decked Michael. That
Amen.
Was awesome.
Amen. I was
love when Morgan
decked him. I was like, hit him again.
Somebody posted on Twitter, they go, something like, Morgan shouldn't have stopped with that just at one punch. You should have gave him a brutal beatdown.
Mm-hmm. I think it's funny that they threw Silas in between those two, because Silas, being him, could really stop those two buff young guys.
Right. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, here's more spoilers on here.
Okay.
It says, Michael has plenty of dirt on Sonny, and he's not exactly clean himself. Expect Rick to put Michael through the ringer. Expect a twist in the hearing. Carly pleads with Sonny not to take it too far. Sonny instructs Morgan on the next step. Scott and Bobby talk about Luke. Tracy confides in Monica regarding Luke, and Silas enables for a truth to be revealed. Someone makes a very surprising entrance into the courtroom. Wonder who.
No idea. I'll tell you this, when as today's was ending, on the previews for Monday, I think Rick was like, Rick told told Michael, he goes something like, "You're not so squeaky clean yourself, are you?" Or something like that.
Yeah, he was gonna call
him. And I was like, "Go, Rick, bring
up
Claudia."
Rick will not let him off easy.
Yep, I was like, "Go, Rick." I was like, "Rick, bring up Claudia."
Yeah.
You go, boy. You go, boy.
Absolutely. Yeah, Michael's been in prison just as many times as Sonny has.
Not technically. Just once.
Well, Sonny's only been in prison once, right? He's only been convicted of one crime.
Well, yeah, this is true. But anyway.
I mean, Sonny has been accused of more crimes, but there's no proof of it because he's never been convicted.
There is no proof.
So Mike,
that's true.
Michael's
that's
murdered
true.
Just
and
as many people. Well, not Michael at Michael's hands. Has been murdered just as many people because Sonny murdered AJ and then Michael turned around and, well, he murdered Claudia. So, I mean, they're pretty much even. Score is even right now.
Right. Right, I agree. And speaking of this whole Cussie Battle thing, can we just talk about the fact that I'm still not buying Michael Suen for custody?
Yeah, I'm not either, but whatever. I got over it.
You're not buying
you
that.
You need to also get over it because the rest of us, man. I know. Cody's still harping on the fact that this is not even possible. And I'm like, yeah, I know that it's not, but we have to just accept it. Because legally, he can do that.
We have to move on. I know.
He's legally related to her, but he's not blood related to her.
Blood related.
True. Ava was like, there's no way in hell.
Exactly. But anyway.
Me.
Ava Jerome is you. That's funny. Oh, can we also talk about the blooper reel that Nathan Varney posted on Facebook and Twitter?
Oh, my Lord. The blooper reel was hilarious.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. My favorite part of that entire blooper reel was the Spencer, Britt, and Nick scene where Nicholas Bechtel goes, "Craig?"
Kelly's like, there's another person.
Kelly's like, there's another person in this scene.
My favorite was when Roger Howarth was ad-libbing and he goes, "Cannot say that, can I?" And Frank Valentini goes, "No, you may not."
Well, you cannot. That was funny too.
Yeah, because he said something about
hilarious.
These crazy Americans, and then he's like, "Can I say that?" And he's like, "No, you may not."
No, you cannot. That was funny too.
So funny.
Oh my God.
Roger Howarth is amazing.
Oh my God.
Let's all bow down.
Oh. Roger Howarth absolutely slays any material he's given.
He's hilarious. Like, no matter what, even if he's being dramatic, everything he says is hilarious.
He's still funny.
Like, so funny.
You know.
Okay, everything he said, even when he's in a dramatic scene, he'll say something that's off color and it's freaking hilarious.
Right, exactly. You know, I loved him as Todd, and I'm loving him as Franco.
I liked him best. Like, I loved how Todd was really good to Carly, and, you know, until he flipped, but whatever. At the beginning, when she was in that mess with Johnny, and he was so good to her.
Right.
And then all that. I liked Franco and Carly in the beginning. All that build. I was into that. And then, you know.
Exactly.
Got crapped on.
Funny.
But that's okay, because I'm now totally Sonny and Carly. Can we talk about how cute that baby is? Can we talk about how cute
God,
she is?
Oh, my God, it's adorable.
Did you see the video that Kirsten Storms put on Instagram? No, Brandon Barash put on Instagram of Harper today?
Yeah.
He
was so cute.
I sent it to Megan, and she's like, "Oh, my goodness, whose baby is that?" I was like, "Kirsten Storms," and she's like, "She's so precious." And I know. But, you know. What baby's not cute? I mean, that's their job.
Exactly.
But Kirsten's baby,
it's
like,
the baby's
oh
job
goodness.
To be cute.
Harper is so precious. Like, I could devote an entire hour to talking about Harper. Because she's just adorable.
She is adorable. And,
I would babysit her for free.
And I think this was last week, but a Georgie and Rocco scene last week. Oh,
yes.
The cutest. The
Thank
absolute
you, babies.
The absolute cutest. I was like, I can't handle this cuteness. Oh, my God, I cannot handle this cuteness.
And then Kirsten tweeted that outfit was a gift from Tony Geary, which made me fangirl a little harder. I was like, Tony Geary has great taste in baby fashion.
Yes, he does, apparently.
Well, who knew? But that baby base, he just dressed that baby how he dressed in the 80s. I mean, it wasn't really a surprise. I'm trying to find somebody in a scene where Luke Spencer's wearing those same disco pants. But I'm not gonna put any. I'm not gonna subject anyone to that kind of torture. Moving on from Tony Geary's pants.
Yes.
Okay. What else should we talk about that happened this week? What else good went down? Well, Obrecht had a heart. That was new.
Yes. Yes.
She showed she showed compassion. That's a new skill she's got.
Mm-hmm. But anyway. Not very much besides Spencer getting burned. And can we talk about though how awesome that tie into a Shriners Hospital was?
Yeah, they did a nice little tribute there. Oh, and I just want to point out that they sent him to Boston. But the burn unit is in Cincinnati.
Oh.
I mean, they all have a burn unit, but the specialized burn unit where they send
yeah,
children
the
to get burned.
Unit.
Yeah, it's in Cincinnati, Ohio. That's where they send kids.
You.
Like, if you get burned and you're at any other hospital and they need to send you somewhere, that's where they send you. But Boston
you.
Was closer, so they tried.
That's true.
They,
but,
they got close.
But, I don't know if you know this or not, but that scene where they're bringing Spencer into the hospital.
Oh, yeah, there's all the people from that hospital.
Those were actual patients.
Yeah, and I figured that they were,
yeah,
but
they were
I wasn't
patients.
Sure. And then
yeah,
also, can we talk about
I read it
the
somewhere
fact,
on Twitter or Facebook or something. I read that, and I was like, oh, wow, that's cool.
Can we talk about the giant Shriners teddy bear? Because I kind of want it.
I kind of want it.
Okay, I don't... Did they film that at the actual, like, hospital or on a set?
I don't know, to be completely honest with you.
Because I feel like they filmed it at the actual hospital, but at the same time, how would they
do that? We have ways of finding out, though, don't we?
Do we?
Yeah, I think we do.
We can ask him.
Yeah.
I'll ask him later. No, because I thought for a second it was the same set, like, the actual room was the same set as the clinic in Germany or whatever the hell that clinic was. I thought it was that set. That
the Switzerland, I believe,
yeah.
Yeah,
Switzerland,
in Switzerland,
there you go. I thought that was the set they were using. But
it looked eerily like
film,
it, didn't it?
How would they film in an actual hospital? I don't know.
I don't know, but that
question.
Set did look eerily like the Swiss hospital, didn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I don't know. I could be wrong. The scene, and in the front, where they had, like, the kids and stuff, wasn't that, like, the same as... It looked the same. I don't know if they actually, like, filmed it at the hospital, but that was, like, the lobby at Crichton Court.
Yeah. That's what it looked like.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll...
2013 is a long time ago.
Ask around and find out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out later, but...
We'll ask around and find out.
Do you remember when... Okay, Faison was pretending to be Duke, and Anna and Duke went to join on vacation or whatever, and they were in that hotel?
Mm-hmm.
I have been, like... I don't know if where they got that... I don't know if they've used that again. I don't know if that was a Metro courtroom that they had just changed, but it's driving me nuts. I can't figure it out.
Can't figure it out. It's funny.
It's driving me crazy, to be honest. Like, I was like, did they just change the furniture in one of the Metro Court suites or what? All the Metro... Can we talk about the fact that all the Metro Court suites are all the same room, they just move furniture?
Virtually. They do, yeah.
They literally just move... Like, the one with... Like, the one that Scotty was in with the bed, That's the same one that Franco stayed in. They just put a couch in there instead of that bed.
Right, exactly.
It's literally all the same room. They just put the furniture, move the furniture around.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to bust everyone's bubble, but that's how it is.
But, you know, there was some rumors going around on Twitter. I don't know if they're rumors or just wishful thinking, that some people wanted a Brit back as, or the actress Kelly back as some character, some different character. I don't know exactly who it was, but
I don't like when they recast the same actor to play a different character on the same show. I don't like when they do that.
Who was it? I don't remember, but anyway.
I hate when they, I don't like when they have a character on a show and then the actor leaves and the actor comes back as a different character. They've done that in the past. Like, they used to do that back in the 80s. They used to use the same day players as different characters. And it annoys me. It annoys me when they switch, you know, John became Silas. And Caleb and everybody in the world, and then Star and Kiki, and who's the other one? Oh, Todd and Franco. Like, that bothered me. That annoys me. I don't like that.
I tell you something that annoyed me, and this was years ago. You remember when Natalia Livingston came back as Emily's twin sister?
Yes.
That just annoyed the crap out of me. I was like, really? You know?
They tried. Well,
but didn't
Tony Geary
long,
was
apparently.
Luke and Bill Eckert.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Geary said he could die happy.
Luke
because he's,
too.
Tony Geary said he could retire because he's done everything and he literally died in his own arms.
He's been a Luke and Fluke too recently. So.
Yeah, and Bill, and like, he's been everybody, so.
Right.
I don't like when they do that, but it's not my show.
Yep. I don't write it, and I don't exactly produce it, so I can't say much.
Yeah, can't say much because I don't work there.
Exactly, I can't say much because I don't work there.
I always think that if I wrote that show, it would be better, but at the same time, I'm like, no, there would never be any drama because I would always have my characters happy.
Yeah, I guess, let me. You know how I am with drama,
all my couples would get together. Ain't got time for that build-up. Y'all strip down.
It would always be a Village of the Happy People with me.
Yep. See, I always have time for all that build-up. Like, Nathan
exactly.
And Max, you know. Like, literally 2 days after she met him, it would have been, okay, strip down, get in bed.
Get in bed, y'all.
Because I am not waiting.
Exactly. Even though I let this slip on Twitter, and I said I wasn't going to, I have a
I know
pretty big
that.
Announcement.
I was like, did you do that on purpose?
I actually did that on purpose because I was originally gonna do it today, and you know, but I just let it slip, so I'm on a I'm going to mention it right here. March the 10th, that would be not this coming Tuesday, but the Tuesday after that, we have a big show. It's you know how they say that there's a first time for everything, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday morning, y'all. We have booked a band on the show here. And not just one guest, but two. A band. They are Holly Helms and Stuart Holcomb of the Springs. They're originally from Alabama, but they moved up to Nashville a couple of years ago. And they'll be stopping by the show on March 10th to talk with us about their careers, their music, et cetera, et cetera. So y'all want to stick around for that?
If we can book a band, we can also book couples at the same time. fictional novels. I'm talking like Peter Reckle, Christian Alfonso type deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was an arbitrary example, everyone. No, don't worry. It's not happening anytime soon.
Or Stephen Nichols, Mary Beth Evans, yeah.
But, you
which
know,
we've
no,
already
yeah.
had. Which we've already had Mary Beth on the show.
I would love Stephen and Mary Beth at the same time. That would be the most entertaining thing ever.
That would be cool. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I don't know that. I've talked to Kathy about it before. We were talking about that very thing, and she was like, well, they're best friends. Just get one, and then be like, hey, bring your friends.
Yeah, bring
I was like, yeah, I'll just jump on
bring
that.
Bring along.
But speaking of Mary Beth Evans, she has a lot going on right now, so we really do need to have her back. But she has,
yes,
right
is.
Now, she just has a new blog out. She's got a lot of stuff going on. She's doing this Twitter thing now. I'm so proud of her for tweeting.
I need to get a lot of people back on the show that were on before you came along.
Yeah.
I'll start working on that.
Yeah, we also need to get people who we haven't had that we want on. We need to start working on that.
Oh, and a couple more announcements. And so, March 3rd, that's this coming Tuesday, we have probably the sweetest lady I've ever met in my entire life. Probably the sweetest lady. A singer-songwriter, Bonnie Irwin, will be stopping by about to chat with us on the show. She'll talk about her EP coming out in June, I believe. Her career and a couple other big things that are happening for her that I'm so excited about and so proud of her for doing. And then, let's see, March the 14th is your big day, Emma.
Yeah, March, wow, it's getting close now. It's in the regular announcements now.
It is.
Yeah, it's a year on the show. And then, a week after that, I get to see Cody, so it all works out.
Yep. Let's see. I get to see you in 23 days, I believe.
Just counting the days, everyone.
Yes, I'm counting the days. That's how excited I am. I'm counting the days.
Are we having surprises on the 1-year anniversary show?
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? That's his way of not telling
on that one.
Me.
I'm leaving you in suspense.
Here's
on
the thing. He's so good. Like, I am still not that good. Like, he could literally be, like, talking to every person that I love in the world and be like, come on the show. And I would never know because Cody would never open his mouth about it.
Nope.
Like, you know.
I'm good like that.
You need a reference of that, guys. Second show ever. Kath and Gaddy. And Lily Melgar.
Like
but that was, Lily was a surprise to both
of
us.
Oh, that second show ever. Oh, man. You were totally surprised. It was, yeah.
Literally, like, I remember exactly how I felt when that happened. And then I remember on the first day of school, second day of school, I told my acting class that. They said I was crazy.
I'll never forget.
No,
I'll never forget. I go, a special guest, are you there? And then Kathleen pops up. You're like,
she goes, it's Kathleen. She's like, hi, it's Kathleen Gaddy from General Hospital. And I was like, oh, my God, hey.
Like, yep, you were like,
I was like,
seriously?
I was like, hi, oh my goodness. And I was like fangirling so hard. I can't believe it's actually on like record how hard I fangirled. I was like, hi, OMG. I don't know what I said, but I was so hyped. I was like, hi, oh my goodness. And I was like fangirling my butt off. It's so funny.
And then the I believe it was a 2-year show where a bunch of people called in.
We had so many callers, and of course I got stuck on the studio that night, which I never do, but that one time I volunteered.
Very rarely.
And we had 14 callers.
Yep.
Good time.
I bet it was fun, you know.
And then some people get bitter. No, I'm just kidding.
There's one surprise.
I ain't bitter.
And there's one surprise I am working on for you that you will flip your ish. Absolutely flip your ears.
He tells me this like once every like 3 days, and I'm just waiting so patiently.
Oh, I am too. Trust me. I'm waiting.
Does my mother know? Because I think she knows.
Maybe.
Yeah, my mom knows because she always like, you're going to just freak out. And I'm like, Mama.
You are going to freak
stop.
If this happens.
We have this conversation at dinner like once every couple weeks, to be honest. Let's, like, this is dinner conversation at my house. My parents and my sister know, and I don't know.
Yes, they do.
That's friendship when your whole family knows, and Emily doesn't.
I'm working my butt off for it, but, you know.
Friendship goal, guys.
I'm working my butt off to make
okay.
it happen.
Oh, wait, are we out of things to talk about?
Well,
right on time. We did announcements and everything.
Yes, we did. That's kind of...
Okay, Adobe,
oh my God.
I don't need your shit in my
Oh,
life.
My God. This dress just made world news tonight.
We're not talking about that.
No, we're not.
We're not talking about it, but guys, weigh in on Twitter. Is it white and gold? Is it blue and brown? I don't know what the hell color it is. It's white and gold
frankly,
in my life.
Frankly, I really don't care, frankly.
Do you want the explanation why people see it differently?
You need
to know. Okay, so I read this in BuzzFeed.
I thought we weren't talking
about
it, but go ahead.
We're not, but we are now. Okay, so the reason is because people with, like, really good eyesight, they overcompensate for the bad lighting and assume that it's white and gold. Their eyes tell them it's white and gold because their eyes overcompensate for the crappy lighting.
Makes sense.
And people with less vision or less great vision see it,
with less
see it for
vision,
what it is.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
So there you go. Mystery Central, but it literally was on CNN.
And,
there was an article on BuzzFeed last night
news.
Called...
I was like, okay.
There was an article on BuzzFeed last night called What's Your Favorite Star? What color your favorite stars think it is? And I was like, really? This is the news?
Yeah, this is news. Exactly.
Slow
it's
day.
Not news to me. I'm like, okay. It's a stupid dress.
I was up really late. We'll just say that.
It's a stupid dress, but anyway. I'm not getting
cute.
Into
like,
it.
It's not even a cute dress.
I'm not getting into it, but whatever.
Anyways, let's just stop.
Yeah, let's end this while we're ahead.
Dignified.
Dignified. Let's end while we're ahead.
All right.
I will text you later. I've got
something
to tell
you. Okay, cool.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Well, as we were saying, let's see, March the 3rd, we will have a lovely and talented, super sweet Miss Bonnie Irwin on the show. Bonnie, y'all will absolutely love Bonnie. I love her to death. She's one of the best. I cannot sing... that woman's praise is enough. She ranks up there close to Patsy Pease in how much I respect her. But anyway, so that's the 3rd. And then the 10th, as I said earlier, we have a first on the show. The band The Springs will be coming on to talk about their careers and the music and they've got some pretty incredible stories that they might tell. I've been researching these guys pretty much since we booked the show, and their stories are just unbelievable. You'll have to hear them if we can get them to talk about it. You'll have to hear these stories about why music is so important to them. All right, that's the 10th, and Saturday the 14th. Is Emily's 1 year anniversary on the show, and there may or may not be several surprises. I'm still working on that, so I believe that covers all the announcements. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.